I love that song. 93.7 The River, off the River Turntable. There goes the Cars from Candy, yo. Dog and Joe Show. Coming up here shortly, we got to showcase this week's adorable adoptable. We have not yet talked about this week's dog from Front Street Animal Shelter, so we'll get to that here shortly. But we got to talk about this again, because now this is real. Well, it's never going to become real, but it's getting more and more real. All this talk about splitting California. First, it was in half, and now what they want to do is they want to third up California.
Was that the in half was the state of Jefferson thing?
Yeah, they've been talking about this for years, and now it's going to ballot in November, okay? And what they want to do is have California, Northern California, and Southern California. And this guy, this Tim Draper dude, he's a Bay Area venture capitalist. He's the one that paid for all this. He bankrolled it. It's known as the Cal 3 Initiative. He got 365,880 valid signatures, far more than he needed to get this thing on the ballot. So now they're going to work this through, and they think that it's going to happen, and they're going to, they think that it's going to become a real deal, and people are going to vote to break up California into three freaking states.
Where in that breakage do we fall? California?
Well, this is why this is so stupid. For all the people out there that have always thought this is a great idea, us, we would be in the Northern California portion, okay? And what that does is it breaks off. San Francisco is still ours. It breaks off, like, just a little bit north of Monterey. Breaks off, like, right through Madera-ish. And then it goes up. So we are going to be the exact same California if, in fact, all these people think California is too liberal and they hate that the San Francisco is connected to us and the Bay Area is connected to us. Sacramento's still connected to. We are going to be the exact same state. Nothing will change politically or for anything, for any matter, with us. And then what you're going to have is you're going to have California, the true California. Here's what the true California gets. They get, okay, 12.3 million in population. Because what they basically did is they tried to third it up by population. And for Northern California, us, 13.3 million. Southern California, 13.9 million. California, California, 12.3 million.
But look at these spaces.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, Northern and Southern are huge.
Yeah, and then the true California, that's all the beach communities. It's Santa Barbara, it's Los Angeles, it goes all the way up to Monterey, and it goes almost down to, like, Anaheim. That's all the coastal towns. The true California gets all the beach. And then we get stuck with everything that we have now. And I'm not saying stuck is a bad thing, but nothing changes for us. And then the rest of it is Bakersfield, Fresno, and it goes down to San Diego, and it's an even bigger chunk of land.
Why don't they put the California with the Southern California? Because then you've doubled what Northern California is, population-wise.
Yeah, then there's more people. And I look at this, and they tried this back in 1859. You know me. I'm a Californianist. I love this state. I love this city. I love everything about this state, politics excluded. I love this state like nothing else. I love it here. We are the better race. Californians are the best people on the planet. But this is dumb. And they tried to do it in 1859. It didn't happen. And all it's going to do, and this is my opinion, I'm not going to go haywire on this, all you're going to do is create more trouble and more bureaucracy. Right now, if you think California has a problem, chop it into three. So now what you've gone from is one problem to three problems. It's going to solve nothing. And
I got to be honest with you. Just hearing that out loud, that sounds absolutely the way that would go to me.
Yeah, if they can't figure it out with one California, what makes you think they're going to figure it out with three Californias? And here's the other thing, too. There are states out there, because this guy that wanted to start that, he said, oh, there's too many counties, there's too many people. We only have 58 counties in California. There's Texas's, there's Florida's, there's other states out there that have more counties, although they have less people.
Okay.
It's not going to solve anything. It's not going to give you this fix that he says it's going to give you, because you're going to have more people doing more stuff, trying to figure out more things. You're not going to have three flags. And here's the other thing. What do you do with college tuition? Really? If my son wanted to go to college down in Southern California?
Now you're out of state?
Yeah, am I going to pay an out-of-state tuition now because you've chopped it up?
Wait a minute, now would that happen? Now, what's the only other one we have? We've got Dakota, right? North Dakota, South Dakota.
Well, you got the Carolinas.
North Carolina, South Carolina.
Yeah, and I think they were the last ones to break in half since we've been a nation.
Okay, now that's what I was going to ask you. So
you got East and West Virginia.
Dakota and Carolina were together at one time?
Yeah, they were.
Okay.
And I think they were the last state to do this. And here's the thing. Even if it shows up on the ballot, President Trump not that it's going to happen in that amount of time, but he's the one that can ultimately say, no, we're not going to do this.
He's not going to let that happen. Why would he do that?
Well, he might.
Knows, actually.
And if you're going to divide the state, you don't divide it in tops and bottoms. What you divide it by is it would be Mountain California, Valley California, and then Coastal California. If everyone wants their politics and all their representation split...
Oh, I want Mountain California.
You have to divide it long ways, meaning you start at the top of the Oregon border and you run it all the way down. So you have your coastal communities, then you have your Central Valley, you know, or your grow area.
Where would you want to live? Mountain California, Valley California, or Coastal California?
Well, if I could afford it, Coastal California, but I'm just fine right here. I am fine right in the center.
We would still be in Valley Mountain California, by the way this map breaks up here.
No, we're not in Mountain California. Right now, we would be in Valley California if we split the state long ways.
I got you. I see the break here where Fresno's at.
Yeah. Okay. All you do is you break the mountain range off, you have the valley, and then you have the coast.
That would make
more sense to me to figure out the political part of it. Jim, what's going on? Welcome.
Yeah, I wasn't really for it, but L.A. wants to steal our water, and if we break it off from northern and southern California...
But where's the water going to come from when we're separate states? They're going to pay more money. The water's still going to go down there. You think we're going to get to keep all our water? They're just going to charge more money for the water down in L.A., and they're going to ship it down there.
I'd love to think that they wouldn't, but he's absolutely right. Once they go to a resource for something, they don't change it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to end the things
sad.
That you think it's going to end. You know, we've got all the agriculture here. We got the labor, you know. It's stupid. We don't need three flags. You're not going to bust California into three states. It's a dumb idea, because if they haven't figured out how to keep it straight now, they're not going to do it with three.
Let me ask you this. How much of a percentage would you give this a passing? You put it at 50?
No, I don't put it that high. I can't believe that they're going to ballot up on this. I can't even believe it's gone this far.
320-some thousand signatures for something that I... think to be a little weird seems crazy. That seems like a lot of people.
Yeah, and I appreciate the spirit of wanting things to change and wanting to fix things and to figure things out. But and here's the thing, really, you're going to reboundary and you're going to restate. Do you understand the tax money and the time and the preparation and all the legal hassle and the fighting? I mean, this thing would take 30 years in a state of this size with the bureaucracy that we have to even get it done. You're going to have the environmentalist here. You're going to have to draw out new map lines. They're going to be fighting over land in this chunk and that rock. It is just absolutely absurd the money it would take to get this thing done. I've gone too far, but I just think it's stupid. Just leave it alone. Fix what's wrong with it, meaning the people running it. Don't divide up the land. It's one state. Leave it alone. They didn't do it in 1859. They're not going to do it now. I hope.
I wish I could speak intelligently on it. I cannot. It just seems like to me it'd be a lot more work to get places. I got to cross lines. I got to get different maps from different states. It's just trouble for me. I don't need it.
Yeah. And why do the coastal towns, why do they get to call it California? You know, we're the state capital here. I want us to be California, even though we're further north.
Wouldn't everyone want to be the original California?
Yeah.
I don't want to be northern. I don't want to be southern.
And who gets the bear? Who gets the bear flag? Who gets the original?
Well, the mountain has to get the bear flag.
No, the
That's where the mountains live.
No.
That's where the bears live.
No, the
bears. They don't live down south.
Yeah, the bears used to live right on the ocean here. Sure. Yeah, that's
Well, they don't now.
Well, not now. It's 2018.
Yeah. But now they live in the mountains, so you have to give it to where the bears live.
Well, see, the bears, they had to go to the mountains. See, that's what you have to do. If you don't like living around here, then I don't know, go to the mountains. Not even here. Go to North Dakota.
This seems crazy. I can't believe the guy's going to even do it. The article that said he was going to have it broken up into six different states at one time.
Yeah, and that's what he wanted to do in the beginning. So
it's
just ridiculous, and I don't think it's ever going to see the light of day, but it's gotten far further than I ever thought that it would. So we got to get to today's adorable adoptable Front Street Animal Shelter. We'll talk about the dog. You could view him right now. He's waiting for you on Facebook, and he is cute. He's a beautiful little puppy.
He really is.
And you're going to be pulling on him like a teddy bear if you get down to Front Street today. People are going to be fighting over this guy, so we'll talk about him here shortly. Here's Paul McCartney.